My name is Sherry Pies, and I'm the principal investigator for the Best Baby Zone Initiative. I'm going to be presenting today with my colleague, Calista Bly, and she'll come up in just a minute. The Best Baby Zone Initiative is a place-based multi-sector initiative that's funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and is currently being implemented in three cities around the country, Cincinnati, New Orleans, and Oakland, California. And we actually have some of our site folks that are here today. I see Takina from New Orleans is in the back of the room, and Jim Greenberg is here from Cincinnati, and our project director, Wendy Hussey, is also here. She's the person who shared the handouts with you, and I hope you had a chance to get the handouts. We've given you handouts about our Best Baby Zone Initiative, our message platform, and our evaluation outcomes platform. And in addition, we've included a couple of hash sheets of information, half sheets that we've asked you. If you have any questions that you'd like to give us, ask us, and you don't have time today, please write them down. We'll be happy to respond. And we're also asking, because we're doing a piece on evaluation here, we're asking you to evaluate our presentation. So I'm going to take just a minute or two to set the context of what the Best Baby Zone is, because I think that that will help you to understand better Calista's presentation, which is really a slice of information about our evaluation. Because we are really attempting to evaluate a place-based multi-sector initiative in a way that we haven't done before. There wasn't a lot of good information out there. And I want to just say that although these slides will look really nice and we'll give, I hope, a great presentation, this has been really tough work. That what's behind all these is a lot of meetings, a lot of conversations, a lot of people having input. So I want to just say that because I think sometimes when we do these presentations, it just looks so great, and it looks like, wow, they got to all that. But let me just say it took us a long time to get here. We're in the we're finishing up our third year of funding with Kellogg, and we've really made a lot of progress, and we're having an enormous amount of fun now after the hard work that took place in the first year and a half or so. So you'll have this in your handouts. The big idea of what we're trying to do is that really health is more than health care, and we're trying to really aim at reducing infant mortality through community transformation. So we're looking at opportunities and experiences in the environment that people live in to really make a difference and change that. And we're doing it with a place-based collective impact approach. And we're also working across sectors, the economic sector, education sector, and community systems sectors, where health is a partner, but we're not the only partner and we're not the only drivers of the work that's taking place. And we're doing this in an effort to improve neighborhood health so that we really can see mothers, babies, and families thrive. The way that we're doing this is that we have a backbone organization in each of our three sites in New Orleans, Cincinnati, and Oakland, and they're serving as catalysts and conveners, really bringing together neighborhood residents to really mobilize resident power so that we have neighborhood-led initiatives that are going to move an agenda forward. The underpinning of all our work is really what we call our attributes and our values. So we have five attributes: community voice, innovation, collaboration, concentrated effort, and movement building. And community voice has to do with the active participation of our residents and truly building their resident power. Innovation means thinking beyond health and how do we work with other partners to get them engaged in why infant mortality is important to them. Collaboration is really about helping people stand together side by side, not just learning from each other, but really collaborating with each other at the same time. A concentrated effort is that we are actually in a zone, sort of a small area, 12 by 7 block radius, where we're trying to influence birth outcomes and people's health in that neighborhood. And finally, our movement building is we're really trying to generate a public health social movement that we're trying to, that will aim to improve birth outcomes and health for all families, but with a specific look at infant mortality. And then we have these underlying values of community, equity, flexibility, integrity, optimism, and respect that are driving our work, that are shared among all our partners, and that are part of the process of working not only in communities but with communities. So now I want to bring Calista up, and she's going to be talking about our evaluation efforts.
Thanks, Jerry. So I would like to share the evaluation and learning platform that we are using to evaluate the Best Baby Zone. I really want to emphasize the word learning here. We believe that shared learning is an important part of this process. We've created a cyclical approach where we work collaboratively, and that's with Best Baby Zone leadership and also with sites and their partnership with residents in order to plan, collect data, to interpret that data, and then really to share and act on those data to inform ongoing planning and real-time learning. We believe that reflecting on and measuring progress is a vital component of place-based change efforts. So our evaluation platform includes both an early learning process evaluation, and that's really to document the development of the Best Baby Zone initiative, really remembering that it's a pilot project, and also a Best Baby Zone outcome evaluation to establish shared measures that can demonstrate community-level progress over time. So the title of this talk is What Makes a Best Baby Zone? And we're really here in the evaluation to understand that. Our overarching evaluation questions include, what are the key elements of a Best Baby Zone? And that's thinking both overall and also site-specific. What are the strengths and the challenges of Best Baby Zone efforts that can really guide steps moving forward? And what are shared measures that can demonstrate community-level progress over time, and what progress has been made thus far? So to answer these questions, we're incorporating a mixed methods approach. So in terms of methods, there are four main evaluation activities. And as context, and as Sherry mentioned, this pilot project is in its third year since launch, and these evaluation activities are taking place in the last year and a half of funding. So I'm planning to step through each of these evaluation activities very briefly here, and then share some of the stories from our data collection so far. So the first phase of the evaluation included early learning interviews, and that was where we interviewed project staff from each of the sites. These interviews allowed staff to reflect on the process and also the work of Best Baby Zone sites to date. That included talking about collaborations and challenges and accomplishments. We also have a community survey, and we just finished data collection. The survey allows us to explore strengths and needs and early outcomes from the perspectives of residents. As part of this process, we gathered feedback on the initial draft survey, and that was from community members and also from sites, and we supported sites in implementing the community survey in their zones. We're also identifying indicators that are from secondary data sources, and that's to track community changes over time. We're referring to this as the dashboard. So the dashboard will include neighborhood and also health indicators, such as the vital statistics and birth outcomes from the health department. A final component of this evaluation is the development of case study site profiles. And to develop these profiles, we'll be conducting interviews with Best Baby Zone site staff, collaborative partners, policymakers, and also community leaders. And these interviews will really help us understand what is unique to each site and also some of the themes across sites, all with this goal of understanding what makes a Best Baby Zone. So starting with the early learning interviews, interviewees noted that a lot of time is needed in the formative stages for relationship building, really explaining that building trust and engagement takes effort and time. So this is really that early process stage that will lay the foundation for later success. And in the words of one Best Baby Zone staff member, and I quote, "I think you really have to take your lead from the community, asking them what are problems and what are the ways they think they might be solved." So through interviews, we are able to understand how sites organize themselves and also to assess what is working to adjust strategies moving forward. We confirmed that one of the challenges in implementation is that the process is slow. It is important to acknowledge that relationship building phase and really work towards creating small, incremental, and actionable change that builds momentum over time. So we've worked closely with sites to develop shared measures that can be used to track progress towards reducing infant mortality, and also to really help articulate a theory of change for Best Baby Zone. I'm not going to detail the outcomes during this presentation, but want to refer to you to a handout that we have in the back if you're interested in learning more about that. I just want to note that in addition to recognizing how early processes lay the foundation for success, The handout highlights the short-term outcomes that are expected to result from that relationship building. So that's thinking about social capital, increases in access to and use of services such as home visits, screenings, and also parent workshops. And really, because of the multi-sector approach, midterm and long-term outcomes have been identified across sectors. So that's thinking in sectors such as health, education and economic development, as well as health. And all of these track progress towards broad objectives of reducing inequities to reach the goal of reduced infant mortality. One of the challenges with a multi-sector approach is that you're seeking change not just in one sector, but across all. So there's really a wide variety of outcomes that you can assess and pull from in evaluation. And I just want to emphasize the overall importance of developing measures that reflect site priorities. The purpose and importance of these shared measures is not only to guide collective efforts moving forward, but to really make the evaluation relevant to efforts that are happening on the ground and engage sites and residents through the evaluation process. So I just want to share a bit about the community survey. And I think it's important to highlight that this is an opportunity for residents and sites to really learn directly from the experiences of those who live in the zone. So who takes the Best Baby Zone survey? Typically with an intervention around infant mortality, one might expect to survey women of childbearing age or postpartum women. While the end goal is reduced infant mortality, for the Best Baby Zone initiative, the approach used is one of broad-based community change. And for that reason, the survey is really designed to reach diverse members of the community. So that includes those recently pregnant, but also parents and caregivers, elders, and other residents. We collected a total of roughly 500 surveys across the three sites. And in terms of engaging folks in this survey process, it's really important to think about the length of the survey, which can be a barrier to participation, and also how people feel when they're completing the survey. So through the site input process, we ended up removing some questions that we were hoping to ask, for example, such as income, because of the strong reaction of residents during piloting. Sites also emphasized the importance of focusing on assets as well as needs, and this is evident in questions that asked respondents to identify what they liked most in their neighborhood. So where, in the words of one resident, all the neighbors know each other and grew up together, we also know each other's family. I would also like to share another example here of some of the neighborhood measures that we assessed through the survey. So for this set of questions, respondents rated the extent to which they agreed with different statements about their neighborhood. For example, roughly half indicated that they felt residents were included in the decisions that impact the neighborhood. So we're still entering survey data right now, so this is really just preliminary, and it's here to give you a glimpse into the types of data that we're working with. And how the survey provides opportunities for residents to input. Many of the data points were from validated survey questions, and we plan to compile comparison data to really assess where zones are in relation to other benchmarks. In addition, by asking these questions again at a later point, we can assess changes over time. And I want to emphasize here the importance of site input and that input leads to ownership. It would not have been possible to collect 500 surveys without residents and sites engaged in the survey process itself and invested in the data collection efforts. This survey is really an opportunity to build capacity and to come together to learn about assets and needs in the community to inform next steps moving forward. So on that note, I just want to talk briefly about the importance of the survey as outreach, and roughly 81% of respondents had not heard of the Best Baby Zone before taking the survey. Why is that important? I share this data point really to highlight several of the challenges of evaluating multi-sector place-based approaches to improving health. First, unlike evaluating, for example, a parenting workshop where people sign up and attend regularly, the community change efforts of Best Baby Zone may affect residents indirectly without those residents being aware of the Best Baby Zone itself. Secondly, as a multi-sector approach, much of the Best Baby Zone work is through collaboration with organizations that are already working in the zones and may not be recognized as Best Baby Zone per se. So that being said, awareness of Best Baby Zone and the use of services is a short-term outcome of interest and an area where we're hoping to see change over time. So just in summary, I want to emphasize some of the themes that have emerged in the brief time I have left. If we want a Best Baby Zone site where residents are engaged, We need an evaluation process that nurtures that engagement. All of the data collection efforts thus far have demonstrated the importance of relationship building and resident leadership. The Best Baby Zone Initiative is a pilot, and we're really here to understand those early phases to provide ongoing learning and feedback. And through these efforts, we hope to get closer to a community-defined understanding of what makes the best baby zone. And I'll stop there. Thank you.